Our best, our only reference to the inner and outer world. We are those resonating beings. Like animals or plants, minerals and other beings. Eternally attuned to the source of the universe in accordance, in resonance with natural laws, universal order. Despite any distortion, corruption, attempted to disturb, disrupt. Flow of consciousness. We are essentially sensitive. That's our main connection. How we enter in contact, interact with anything, anyone. This is how we adjust and rebalance without even doing anything. When an issue arises, a problem needs attention. We are resonating beings, existing, living, experiencing life together. In an ever-evolving continuum of influxes. Nothing can dissolve this. Nothing can even trigger it. notice how in the depth of your being, in that silent place within. When you take the moment to turn off the external world, turn inwards. Get exactly, precisely, specifically the resonance that will instantly orient, adjust. Stabilize, upgrade what may need attention. But more essentially, in the depth of your being, nothing has changed. Nothing needs attention. Ever. There you only enjoyed conscious, constant flow of beingness. Togetherness, oneness with yourself. Others, the world, yet not in an elated state, not in an expanded state of consciousness, just as you are in that extreme sensitivity of the moment. That human self that you are, the new life on that planet now. That hypersensitivity magnetic moment by moment showing you where to go, what to do, where not to go, what not to do. A flow. A warm embrace. A redirection. Reorientation. Just now. The network of all beings, the grace of your uniqueness. That spark of infinity dedicated to enhance beauty of the world with that particular flavor. Preciousness. You're constantly emitting that beauty. And the world constantly responding on the same wavelength. This is the weaving. The rewriting